Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is Dave Gibson, and today's show is on using sound to bring us into a state of happiness and joy. I think I've done something like this before, maybe even a couple of times, but I just felt it's would be nice to do again because I enjoy it so much. I mean, it's like one of the most amazing places to go with sound is joy. I mean, unconditional love is pretty good, but you know, joy is just incredible. When you're in a state of joy, it's really, really very contagious. And whenever you're around anybody in a state of joy, it's like really contagious. Either you get really upset at them, or you get really happy, because it's like such a powerful, resonant field. It is so incredibly powerful and pure. It's just, you just can't help but just fall into it. So that's what we're going to be doing. And we'll be holding the intention of bringing more joy into your life as you live. Okay. So first of all, let me tell you about some of the things going on at the Institute. We do have an open house this next Sunday, November 21st. We were in 2010, November 21st, and it's from 1 to 6 p.m. So if you're in the area, come on over, and we'll be doing sound meditations and a little bit of lecture stuff and telling you about everything in the sound healing field, putting people on the sound table. We also have Stephanie's going to bring over her Cymotherapy unit. It is actually a couple of speakers that actually you can put right on the body with frequencies that have been researched very, very discreetly. And so she'll be doing that. She'll probably have the Nutri-Energetic system here so you can do a free assessment on Nutri-Energetics, which is normally $100 to do. And so that's a week from tomorrow, November 21st, from 1 to 6 p.m. And then we also have, starting next week, if you're interested to get started, you could do the Sound Healing Music Production class online. We also have, starting next week, the normal Sound Healing program online. And you could start Tuesday or Thursday. Might be a good day to start. Would be, Tuesday or Thursday would work, or Saturday, for that matter, because these classes this week aren't that, they aren't that particular to be in order. So that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., of course, Pacific Standard Time, San Francisco time. And the online sound healing music production class, we could set it up just about any time that you would like to do it, because we're pretty flexible and the students are pretty flexible right now. At least for the ones that we are interested right now, they're flexible. We also have, starting January 18th, is the full sound healing certificate program and the full sound healing associate's degree program here at the Institute. That's going to be three nights a week plus some weekends. The certificate's for 3 months. The associate degree is for a year and a half. And we also have the Sound Healing Music Production class that starts at the exact same time, January 18th, and that's 3 days a week only. And that teaches you Pro Tools and how to do some pretty amazing things to entrain people and create music that is really powerful. So that's January 18th. If you pay in full by this Monday, November 15th, you can get a big discount on each one of those classes starting in January. So that's about. Oh, we got a meetup group on Friday, December 6th. We're going to be doing tuning fork treatments on each other, and we're going to be playing some music and just getting people generally into a totally blissful, then peaceful state. It's kind of really the whole deal around here: bliss, then peace. Bliss, then peace. You know, get people in the zone and then do the roller coaster of bliss and peace. It's really the deal. around here. So we'll try and do that today. Well, I'm sorry, we're not trying. We are going to do that today. We're going to get people into bliss, and we'll see, normally peace comes with joy as well. Yeah. So first of all, when you start focusing on these higher emotions of joy, gratitude, love, you know, things like that, sometimes you need to do some clearing to be able to get deeper into them. And when you do this clearing, it can really be even more effective. So, in fact, what I'd like to do is three stages here. First stage is to get you into a little bit of bliss or peaceful state to start with, and then work on clearing any stuck energy that you might have going on at the moment. And then go into the blissful state. We often spend a lot more time than I'm going to on the first two stages here of just getting us in the zone and then clearing. But so we're going to make those two shorter so we can spend most of the time in the state of joy. So first thing is to get us into a state of bliss as much as we can. And that way we can use that energy to clear out any stuck energy. So I think what we'll do is I'll just simply have you tone with me, and we'll just get into this zone. And our intention here is to just get into a clear, peaceful state with our heart open. A clear, peaceful state with our heart open. So that's the intention we're going to lay on top of the sound, or use the sound to bring into us. Okay? So first we set sacred space. We set sacred space now. You can visualize an octahedron around you, which is like a big diamond, a four-sided pyramid up, so the bottom of the pyramid's a square, and then a four-sided pyramid down that is connected to the square on the bottom of the first pyramid. And so it makes a big diamond, and you can imagine around you, so it totally encompasses you. Sometimes I'll do it around the entire room. And that means that the pyramid often, bottom part of the pyramid often goes into the earth. The top of the pyramid goes above the ceiling. So visualize that now. And we ask for any help from any of our guides or higher beings to come in and help us now. Only help that is of our highest good, that will be for our highest good, is allowed here now. Anything not for our highest good is not to be here and must split now. Now. Okay. So, let's just simply tone, and with the intention of clearing to a state of peace. We'll keep going for a second here, or for a minute. Again, accessing our guides or any help that you might have right now. We Okay. So, however deep you've gotten, hold this stillness, this frequency. And we'll now, from this space, we'll do a little clearing. Now that we're protected, now that we're in this sacred space, now that we've got a little piece to add to it, or a piece that we've added to this space, let's now do a little clearing. We now set our intention for anything that is stopping us from going to the next level in our ascension or advancement into higher consciousness, our just journey of being present. Anything that's getting in the way, anything in particular that comes to mind, we now work to actually release this. So what we're going to do is we're going to use a song. We'll use the song Full Love. And switching it around here, but I figured this will work well. We'll start it at right, the time I said. And so we're going to use this song to actually release any stuck energy or stuck emotions, you know, whether it could be also any physical stuck energy in your system. And so set your intention to use this music. If you like, you can sing along or you can just sit back, but use this music with intention to seriously clear out any stuck energy. So we can then go into a really high state of joy. Okay. This is Unconditional Love. Rocking out. Full Love 9. Let me get it played here. Well, keep holding that intention. We'll have this starting here in a second. Okay, here it comes. Clearing. hopefully we didn't lose too many people by the rock and roll. But you know, it's interesting. Blues and really powerful screaming is really good for, especially this type of music, for releasing and holding the intention with this song. I got chills. I was able to clear some things that really came through. It's interesting. It's really interesting to just set your intention with any song and really just work on it. So now we're now in a space of much more peace. And now we can move into a state of joy. Sometimes people can't go straight to joy because we might have to go through a feeling of gratitude. But I think most of the people listening are probably able to get to joy pretty easily. The easiest way to go to joy, I found, is to think about the last time you were in a state of pure bliss and joy. Pure joy. Joy is really kind of happiness over an extended period of time. I guess you could feel joy for a second, but it seems like real joy is something that lasts maybe an hour. You know, I don't think there's any real specific rules here, but it seems like joy has to last more than 10 minutes for it to really count as joy in my book. So joy is like an extended state. So it's really, since it's extended, it's like a deep state of happiness. It's like many things bring joy to us. Got an I Ching here that is really, really good. Let me find it here. And I'll read a little thing about joy. Love brings joy. You know, children bring joy. It's funny, I did a search for joy and I got a picture of my kitty, because my kitty cat is named Joy. Let's see, here we go. There's many things that bring us joy. Nature can bring joy. Music quite often brings us joy. Here we go. Oh, I missed it. Clicked on the wrong thing. Here we go. Joy. Even the word joy has a little lilt to it. Joy. A joy that is shared is symbolized by a group of friends playing, or a carefree young girl singing to herself while engaged in her work. Happiness is rising within and spreading out into the world. Joy arises through gentle means, but springs from a solid inner base. That's why it's nice to be clear and have cleared out stuff, is because you do need that solid stillness to be able to really feel joy completely. The power of pure joy should not be underestimated. The enjoyment of learning and discovery, for example, has led to great innovation and much material progress. Accordingly, that which brings the most joy into the world, love, is the source of life itself. If happiness is supported by personal stability, it will eventually wear down the stiffest barrier and win over the hardest heart. True joy is a beacon in the world, and though it is indeed rare, its presence is an indication of great good fortune, both now and in the future. How could it be otherwise? So think about the last time you were in a state of pure joy. And go back to that place now and feel completely that state of pure joy. Kind of makes you giggle sometimes. Often when I'm at a concert with a lot of people chanting or toning together, or just some music that's got some really wonderful lyrics that are bringing us into higher states. And you look around, you see everybody smiling, especially the music that makes people look at each other, where you really connect with other people in the room. That is really such a wonderful state of joy. So whatever state you had before, go to that state now. And I want to play a song which kind of represents joy for me. It's a song by Sanatan Kaur, and it's really about, you know, spirit and the opening the heart. And it's just the energy of the song reminds me of a group of people sitting around singing and just in a circle, looking at each other, smiling at each other in a circle, singing with complete joy in their hearts. The song is called Hariyam by Sanatan Kaur. So resonate this joy as we listen to this song.
Gobinde mukande udare apare Hariyam kariyam ninnamme akame Thank you.
like a swing. It's like a swing, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. It's also kind of like a skip when you're, it's like hard to skip without being in a state of joy, kind of. It's really just amazing. It's like I said, you know, it's when you come across somebody in a state of joy, or it's like it just resonates so much into our being, because I think it's really a longing. It's like a state that we love to be in. It's like our state we're meant to be in as much as possible. And so when we see somebody in that state, also the other thing is what's really cool is to think of all of the people on the planet who are in a state of joy right at this moment. Well, we would probably have to count at least 1 million babies, because babies are generally in a state of joy most of the time. There's a lot of kids, you know, a lot of kids around the world. I would say there's probably millions of kids in a state of joy right now. I mean, I had 6 kids at the school today doing leapfrog races down the hallway. I mean, they were totally in a state of joy. It was like, they were so happy, you know, and it was like, it was incredible. So I'm sure there's like millions. So imagine being in a room of 3 million, there must be at least 3 million on the planet right now, not counting aliens and and higher beings. But there must be, yeah, at least I would say between just the babies and the kids, you're not even counting people. Just older people that are in joy. There must be at least, I would say, my guess might even be as many as 5 million at this moment in a state of joy. Imagine being in a room of 5 million people in a state of joy. Like a huge concert. Everybody there is in a state of joy. It's like, goodness gracious. It would be like you'd be overcome. It's like there's no way. If you've said a negative word or felt bad, I mean, you feel bad because everybody's in joy. It's like you immediately would be resonated. I mean, just looking at one face after another in a state of joy, goodness gracious, you'd be giddy. You'd be laughing. You'd be happy. I mean, imagine being in this group of people, 5 million people in a state of joy for days. I mean, for a whole day, just a whole day. Imagine, oh my God, you would just be in a state of bliss. And if it keeps going, oh my God, imagine being in a state of joy for days. Imagine being in a state of joy for a week. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, it's just like incredible just to think of being in a state of joy. Now, we got to deal with taking out the garbage, but you can still be joyful. You know, you got to deal with a family member dying. Well, maybe we'll come down for a little while, but then we'll return to joy. You know, so it's okay to come down and be, sometimes sadness is just fine, but then we go back into our state of joy. But you have a challenge, back into our state of joy. Okay. I want to play another song that was resonating joy. We actually had a class where we set our intention to be in a state of joy, and we practiced until we got into the state of joy, and then we went out and sang for about an hour or hour and a half in the recording studio and recorded us toning like om and ahs and oohs, and the whole time we were holding the intention of joy on the whole planet and holding joy in our hearts. So this song is completely holding the intention of joy. So if you like, you can tone along with it with that intention, or just hold the energy of joy as we listen to Joy of the World. Thank you. Wow. You know, I thought of another thing that is about joy, and that's puppies. Puppies are about joy. So the trick now is to take this joy and spread it into the world. And see how long you can hold this joy. Sometimes you have to not talk to people to be able to hold it. If anybody can hold it more than 24 hours, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. That's david@soundhealingcenter.com. So if you still have this joy going tomorrow night at 6 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, email me. I want to know. Wouldn't it be cool to get like 100 emails of people still holding the joy for 24 hours? I mean, goodness. If you hold it a week, oh my God, send me an email and I'll post it on the website. That would be cool. It'd be really cool. It's amazing. You know, when you're in a state of joy, everything comes to you. Abundance, everybody wants to be around you. Because, you know, you can't fake joy. You cannot fake it. There is no faking joy. I mean, we know people will see through you in a second. You cannot fake it. Joy is totally magnetic. It attracts abundance. It attracts relationships. It attracts everything you want in life. So here's your homework, maybe for the rest of your life, and that is find every song you have in your library, in your iPod, wherever you have your music, find every song and write down the songs that bring joy into your heart. Find every song that brings joy into your heart. Not just love. I mean, it could be love because love brings joy. But find music that brings joy into your hearts that you can access. So you can access this. And it could be just toning. It could be just toning joy. You know, setting your intention to access joy. And again, to find, you know, or remember a situation when you were, the last time you were in a state of joy. If you really want to go over the top, do a journal entry and write down every time in your life where you've been in a state of joy that you can remember. This may be ongoing, but it's cool because what you're doing is just simply remembering and resonating the field of joy more and more and more. The more you think of, you think of like 100 times when you're in a state of joy, it's going to be pretty easy to get back into that state just by thinking of those times. I mean, sometimes, you know, even certain movies will bring me into a state of joy. There's one movie in particular that I watched. It's called Front of the Class. It's about this guy who has Tourette's syndrome, and he actually gets a job as a teacher. And he is so happy, and even though he's got Tourette's, the kids love him. And he actually wins a state award for being the best teacher. And it's just left me in such a state of joy. There's like a lot of movies like that. So, you know, pull together your prescription, joy prescription. So you've got like a whole range of ways you can get back into joy. And then carry it into the world and really think about it. You know, think about how you can access this joy at least once a day. You know, I mean, just go into this state and hold it. And, you know, one of the simplest ways is to simply do like an ah, or I like to do an ooh. Om and ah take a little more energy. I think oohs take the least amount of energy to actually to actually tone. So you could do like a high note, because joy is generally not a low note. Joy is not, ooh. You can be joyful at ooh. But joy is tends to be, when we make the sound in classes, people tend to make higher notes, like wee. You can also sing a song of joy, you know, wee, or just tone a high note of joy and just do it for like an hour. It's funny, it makes you laugh when you really connect to this energy. It's really quite amazing. So take this energy of joy into the world. Hold it as long as you can tonight. And remember in the morning to access it again and again. Email me if you make it more than 24 hours, because I think that's just really cool. And find your sounds that really help you hold the joy. And if you sink into a place that's not joyful, don't be sad or don't be upset or anything. Just whenever you can, clear things out again, go back into the state of joy. Take it not only into the evening and through the week, but even through months ahead if you can. Resonate it more and more and more, because the more people that see you in a state of joy, the more people that I might see that saw you. So when everybody starts doing it more and more, then it's so contagious that it could be to the point finally where for years we're in state of joy. And imagine lifetimes of everybody in a state of joy. Thanks for listening. Keep on humming. Whee!